Merci. We have been on a journey this winter. We started out with my son Eliyahu's seeds, his lima beans, and the koichas that are in every seed, how a seed grows. And it's not by chance that we were using this mashal, that the winter's man is like leaving something in the ground and leaving it there and leaving it there, not taking it out and checking on it, but seeing what happens, and all of a sudden it sprouts, it grows. It's not just a cute mashal. We daven, v'chaye oilom nota bisochenu. Hashem planted inside of us olam haba. We're literally like something that's being planted. Planted. Something that has all of its koichas inside, and it's just a question of how to get them out. Chaye oilom nota bisochenu. It's inside of us. And this is a very calming thing, because it's always scary. I remember when I was your age, I was scared about this. Now I'm less scared because I see the process. Person thinks, it's not me. I'm not somebody who learns. I'm not someone who's a Talmud Chacham. I'm not somebody who even is able to control himself. And it's scary because you think you're becoming something that you're not. But Chaye Oilam Nata Bisochenu means that inside of us, all of this is here. It just needs to be actualized. And the system is very simple. You follow the program, you come to Seder, you chazer, you stay away from bad things, and you emerge naturally. Actually, a gavra rabba, a great man, comes out on its own. And that's a very calming thing. It's very calming to know that greatness emerges. And we started off this man by discussing that the first stage in becoming a real Ben Torah is realizing Ata Choinein La'adam Das, that a person has a brain, and that brain is the focal point of what makes us human, what makes us a Tzelem Elokim. And the first stage of steiging in yeshiva is using our brains, but really using them. Not just using them to decide what to order on a menu, but to really decide, make wise decisions, and be connected with our seichel for the first time in our lives. And all of a sudden, it's enjoyable. Why is it enjoyable? Because it's me. I have a brain that I maybe didn't use so much in high school. Maybe I was playing a lot of video games. And all of a sudden, I'm using more of myself. I'm using more of myself. And then we said after Ata Chonein L'Adam Das is Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seira Secha. Coming back to the Torah. And what keeps us away from the Torah is this idea of what we call Am Ha'aretz. An Am Ha'aretz is somebody who doesn't learn Torah, but the Maharal says he's tied to the ground. It's very hard for him to separate from the ground. He relates to the ground. He thinks the party's in the ground. And you're giving him a Torah that's Bashamayim. It's very hard for him to part with it. But again, over time, he becomes less connected to the ground. And he becomes more connected to his neshama. And that was the second stage of our growth process. First, that I have a brain. The second is I'm not an animal. I can emerge from the ground. And then the third thing we talked about, which was last week, Shmuel, I don't know if anyone realized that there was a whole flow over here, a whole plan, a system. But there was. The last thing was that each one of us is from an os in the Torah. Each one of us has our own chelik in Torah, which connects us with a certain chelik in Torah and gives us chidushei Torah, lets us express ourselves in Torah without exception. There's not a single person in this room, a single person who's part of Klal Yisrael, who doesn't have a chelik in Torah that's a personal expression of who they are. If they would climb up to the top of their neshama, they would find themselves somewhere in the Torah. And that's why people enjoy learning Torah at some point. It doesn't make sense to enjoy learning Maseches Ksubis. Excuse me for saying it. But sometimes I try to evaluate. I try to like think like a guy. I was like, if I was a guy, what would I be doing this? The answer is absolutely not. It's very hard to explain why all of this is geschmack. The only answer is it's the most real thing. It's so real a guy would never know about it. Goyim only know about bowling and pizza and video games. That's what they know about. This is so real, and that's why it's so geschmack. But it takes time to break through and connect that way. And that's how this little seed becomes an other gadol. The chaye oilam nata b'sachenu. It's actually very hard, this whole connected to the ground thing. I was just in America, and America has the Nisayan of the land. And I was like trying to be makabla myself this time. You know, I always have a good time in America. People take me out. I go to have Wagyu beef, and that was a whole thing. We talked about that once. This time I said I'm going to try to be a little bit of a parish. And, okay, I woke up at 2:30 in the morning from jet lag, and I'm ready to go. And every morning, without fail, I start the day with a tall glass of water. It's very good for the digestive system. I also have to give you health tips. It's very, very good. I started actually now having two tall glasses of water. Very, very good for the system. Especially if you're davening, you have hours where your body is just being cleansed without any food. Good idea. Anyway, I come down, and it was a great Seder I had, because from 2:30 till 6, I was with my parents. My parents were sleeping. 2:30 to 6, jet lag has its advantages, and now it's time for my water. And I look on the counter, and there's Evian, which was my old favorite, from the French Alps. And then there's this Fiji. So I'm looking at these. Okay, this is my first American decision. I didn't realize the Yetzer Hara got, you know, he got me this time. I thought water, you know, bread and water, as they say, what could be? So I'm looking, like the French Alps, of course. Then I see on this Fiji, there's a volcano on the back. This is interesting. And I'm watching, all the water trickles down into an underground cistern where all the minerals from the volcano, I'm like, whoa. Like stunned by this. Like just, I can taste the volcano. And I'm like, what is going on in this country? Water. Water takes 5 minutes to decide. But that's the artsiest. That's the artsiest. I made it out of that. Anyway, I was happy that I had a joke for the schmooze. After I was like, oh, the Yetzer Hara got me, but then I'm like, oh, I have a joke for the schmooze. It's not so bad. Saw a little rock in there. I'm like, hey, it's a volcano rock. But artsius is something that we have to break through. We have to break through all this. And I'd like to go to the next level, and this is perhaps the climax of what we've been talking about, of making this seed grow. V'chaye oilam nata b'sachenu. We know that these seeds can grow, but how do they grow? They need what we call an environment. They need a proper agricultural environment. When you want something to grow and you want it to grow well, it has to be in a good environment. If you take a peach tree and you plant it next to a nuclear reactor, right, you'll have like neon peaches. They're glow in the dark. Not a good idea. It might be very good seeds. Very good seeds. I was once speaking to someone who was working on seeds. That was his business. Perfect tomato seeds. One bag of seeds that he made, over $50,000 sells them for. Seeds have everything. Seeds have everything. But if you plant it near a nuclear reactor, it's not worth paying $50,000 for such a seed. Environment. And David HaMelech gives us that this is the first lesson of Tehillim. First perek, okay? If you just were inspired to learn Tehillim and you started with this, you've seen it already. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach ba'atzei atzas rishoyim. Fortunate is the person who stays away from rishoyim, ubederech ha'toyim lo amad, ubemoshav leitzim lo yashav. He doesn't sit with clowns. With clowns. What does he do? He wants to attach to Torah. He's learning Torah. He's like a eight shussel. We'll see what this type of tree is in a second. An eight shussel we'll discuss, but it's basically when you go into a place where you buy trees or things like that, they come in a bag. Right, an eight shussel is a tree that was in one place and you transport it to another. It's an eight shussel. It's a little sapling that you bring from one place to the other. V'haya ke'eit shussel al palge mayim. Pure water, beautiful, wonderful irrigation. Asher piryoi yitain bi'itay. The fruits come at perfect time. V'aleu lo yibol. And the leaves don't wither. V'kol asher yaseh yatzliach. Everything this tree does will succeed. What is going on over here? This over here is the final ingredient to success. Says David HaMelech, a person who stays away from bad yeshivas, that's called the Moshe of Leitzim. The anti-yeshiva, what's the anti-yeshiva? There's yeshiva and then there's the anti-yeshiva. Yeshiva is where we are, we learn Torah, we do well there, and then the anti-yeshiva is called the Moshe of Leitzim. The Moshe of Leitzim is filled with clowns, and you sit with them, and there's an environment of that the world is just a big chill and worse. And then you come into the yeshiva, and the environment is that everything is about Torah. And when you take this tree, says the Malbim, the tree wasn't born in a yeshiva. The tree was born somewhere else, which might not even be conducive to its growth. But people who are farmers buy all these trees and put them in the ultimate places, right? If you go into the Golan region, they have all these wonderful trees. Where'd they come from? From other places. And then they bring them into the region where it's most conducive for growth, and they grow there. Says the Malbim, that's what David HaMelech is saying. V'haya ke'etz shosel al pagimayim. You take this tree and you put it in yeshiva. You put it in a place where it can sit, right? Shisulim b'veis Hashem. We say, the Malbim also says this in Mizmor Shir, Liyom HaShabbos, Shisulim b'veis Hashem. What does it mean, there's shasul b'veis Hashem? David HaMelech says, you take the tree and take it from where it was and leave it in the ground of Beis Hashem. And watch what happens to this seed. Watch what happens to this tree. Watch what happens to the Chaye Olam Nata B'Sochenu. It develops in a way that we could have never imagined. Because it's not in a nuclear, near a nuclear reactor. It's not in a Moshe of Leitzim. But it's in a place that it will succeed. But there's something very bothersome about this. This is not true! This is false hope. You'll excuse me for saying that David HaMelech is saying. Because he says, Kol Asher Yaseh Yatzliach. You will be successful. That's very bothersome. How can someone ever guarantee success? Guaranteeing someone success is setting them up for failure. You'll excuse me for saying that. All the times, you could be, and then you can't be, and then you just fall apart. But it says over here in my Tehillim that you definitely will be Matzliach. So someone's wrong over here. Either David HaMelech's wrong, or I'm wrong. I know who you guys are picking. Right? You're smart. But listen to what my Rebbe said. My Rebbe asked this kasha. I was in Shir with Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal, and it was based on a Gra in Mishlei. And the Gra says in the first parak of Mishlei that anyone who wants will be successful. And he asked, what does that mean? Person goes into the stock market, right, and they invest. They will be successful. Either they will or they won't. A person tries a certain profession. They will be successful. Either they will or they won't. What is all this? Let's try to really understand what success is and really what greatness is. What does it mean to be great? Right? People tell you could be the Chazon Ish. No, you can't. It's not true. Whoever told you could be the Chazon Ish, whoever told me I could be the Chazon Ish, is lying to you. You know what you could be? You. You could be you. The Chazon Ish was a very impressive person. He was a Malach Hashem Tzvachos, but he was the only person who was ever going to be the Chazon Ish. And the reason he was great is because he was himself. He found his own greatness. Every one of us can be one thing, and one thing only, ourselves. But in that seed, the Chaye Olam Nata B'Socheinu, in us, is something that is filled with so much potential that grows on its own that it will definitely be matzliach if we follow the program. We're not all going to look like each other. We're not always going to seem like we're exactly as great as each other, but we will all be great individuals. That's what it really means to be a gadol. I'm glad I'm telling you this at a young age. A gadol does not mean someone that they decide to write an art scroll book about you. A gadol means a model father, a model husband, a model son, a role model for everyone, someone who has such depth, such wisdom, so steeped in Torah, so much reality. That's what a gadol is. And there's a guarantee that every person who follows the program, who does what we said in the past Shmuzin, and stays in the right environment, will become himself. He will become that person that I guarantee you your family will want to write an art scroll book about you. That I have no suffering. I don't know if everyone will buy the book. But your family will enjoy the book. Because you will be great. That's what it means. Kol asher yaseh yatzliach. This is a seed that is guaranteed to grow in its proper environment. It's definite. Because the growth is not chasing something that's away from you. It's simply allowing yourself to have that ice in Shemayim, that letter that you're connected to, and become yourself. No. So let's try to understand now, why is yeshiva a good environment? A greenhouse, I understand. A greenhouse, I understand what it's offering to be a good environment. What exactly is the difference between yeshiva and learning? I could just learn without yeshiva. I can even learn all day without yeshiva. But why do I need to be in yeshiva? Why do I need to be in yeshiva? And we find that when people are attached to yeshiva, they're one way. When they're not, they're not. They're disconnected. There's a concept that yeshiva is a world. You know, there's something called the Olam HaYeshivas. And I always smirk. They go, the Welt fragt die Kasha. The world asks the Kasha, right? Go to a 7-Eleven, right? And tell everyone this Kasha. What's a Shasha? Right? What does it mean the world asks this Kasha? Nobody knows about this Kasha. Nobody knows about Maseches Ksumas. No one knows who Rav Chaim Soloveitchik is. Nobody knows any of this. There's an entire world in here. The Olam HaYeshivas. And in this world, we have home court advantage. Hashem has home court advantage. Over here, all the nutrients of what the world is about, of why Hashem created the world, are here and they're entering our very fiber. That's what's happening. I once took a secular Jew to see the mirror yeshiva. It was a fascinating experience. He walks in there and everybody's screaming at each other. It was like the New York Stock Exchange, but much worse, right? And it's like, what's going on over here? What's all the commotion? It's like they're learning Torah. Why are they so excited? What's happening over here? Over here in this world, this is what we scream about. This is what makes a difference. This is what happens in a yeshiva. The Chafetz Chaim writes in Mishnah Brura that if someone can learn Torah with one person, or he could go to a place where there's more people learning, he should go to that place because it's Marbe Kavod Shamayim. Why is it Marbe Kavod Shamayim to learn in a place where there are 20 people? Because there's a commotion about Hashem. In this place, the value system is clear of what life is about. And when someone leaves yeshiva, they could even have their Seder on the subway, or they could even have their Seder at home. But once they're detaching themselves from that environment, it doesn't seem like this is really why we're here. It doesn't seem like the party is in the Gemara. All of a sudden, there's pulling from all places, and the nutrients are being taken away from all sides. Rachman Litzan. And the only way to get this is by sitting. Amazing diak in the Rambam. Listen to this Rambam. The Rambam says in the sixth parak of Deis, Derech briyoso shaladim lios nimshak b'deyosim ma'isim achareya v'chaverim. A person naturally is influenced by his environment. Says the Rambam, Lefika, therefore, tzarech adam lihischaber litzadikim, he should attach himself to righteous people, v'leishev etzel chachamim tamid, and he should sit among wise men always, k'dei sheyilmad mimaseyim. The Rambam's very careful with his lashonos. He talks about someone called a tzaddik, and he says you should connect with him, be mischaber. But when he says a chacham, to connect to a wise person. He says, Leishev Eitzlo Tamid. Lilmod Be'maisa. Sit by him always. Yeshiva means a place to sit. You sit in front of great people. You expose yourself to great people. And you expose yourself to the great words of Torah. All in one place. And that's your kriyas. It sends a message to your heart in a way that nothing else can, that nothing else will. Leishev Eitzel Chacham. You want to have a tzaddik who's a friend to go out to pizza with? Says the Rambam. Be mitzchaber with him. Go out with him. Go here. You can go jogging with the tzaddik. Mitzchaber. But Chachamim, Leishev Eitzel Tamid. You have to sit with the Chacham. Why? You have to absorb all that he's about. The yeshiva is the place where you absorb all of these things. It's a greenhouse for Avodas Hashem, for being shayach to Torah. And a lot of times you see a bachur who's been out of yeshiva, and you see it affects them. And I think we just went to America for the Shabbos in America, and I really more and more believe in this Shabbos, the importance of the Shabbos. What it is just, it's not Torah, it's yeshiva. If people are not connected with yeshiva, they lose their value system. It's scary. And you see, someone asked me, can you do this in one Shabbos? Can you attach people to Yiddishkeit in one Shabbos? And the answer is yes. You know why? Because they're attached to yeshiva. Yeshiva is a world. It's an olam. And in that world, a person can do so much more, can be so much stronger. And then I realized that it's a Gemara. I realize this is a Gemara. This is a Gemara. The Gemara in Chagiga that I never understood. I love not understanding Gemaras, by the way. I know it's important to understand them. But if I always say I don't understand them, then I'm likely at some point to understand them. So I usually assume I don't understand a Gemara, and then I get excited. So today I said, oh, now I understand the Gemara in Chagiga. A Gemara that really sounds to me at face value a little bit strange and ridiculous, and that's how I knew I didn't understand this Gemara. Listen to this Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Hey Amud Beis in Chagiga says that the father of Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Rav Idi, he wasn't someone who was able to learn in yeshiva. He wasn't somebody, he was very busy with his parnasa. But what did he do? He was able to come to yeshiva one day a year. He traveled to yeshiva, and as soon as he got there, every year he had to go back home. Can you imagine? One day. And they started making fun of him. They started making fun of him. They called him a Bar Be'yoma. He's a yeshiva guy for one day of the year. You know, imagine that's your nickname. You get to the yeshiva, they're already making fun of you. What happened? So Rabbi Yochanan darshaned over here that no, everyone's making a mistake. Says Rabbi Yochanan, first he asked Mechila from him. Rabbi Yochanan got to the Beis Medrash to respond to everyone making fun of this Rav Idi. And by the way, I don't think Rav Idi became very famous. He's only famous because his father, his son, was Yaakov Bar Idi. He was Rav Idi, but he wasn't. Says Rabbi Yochanan on the Pasuk in Yishaya, Va'oisi yom yom yidrishun. They search for me, they're doyresh me. One day, just during the day and not in the night? No! Someone who learns Torah one day a year? It's like he learned Torah the whole year. Now this is a very nice drash that Rabbi Yochanan said over here. Imagine this, right? Somebody learns one day a year, it's like they learn the whole year. Maybe, right? You're so busy making ends meet, right? And then you get one Seder and it's like you learn the whole year. Because you tried. It doesn't rub me the right way. And all the Talmidim were making fun of this person, so nobody really knew this drasha. What is going on over here? It says, Yoim Yoim Yidrishun. They seek me out. What is Yidrishun? What does it mean, Yidrishun? To be Doiresh Hashem. Someone who wants to attach to yeshiva. Of course he could have learned Daf Yomi at home. Why did he have to come to Yeshiva? With free, he just wants to up his miles, you know, frequent flyer miles. It doesn't make any sense to come to Yeshiva one day. I would sit him down and say, be practical. Just learn every day. Why are you schlepping to Yeshiva for one day? The answer is he knew that the only way to get in touch with his Yiddishkeit, with being a real Ben Torah, is to be in Yeshiva. And he went one day to learn in Yeshiva so that he could say, I have a shaychus with Yeshiva. And says Rabbi Yochanan, that says about his entire year who this man was. He's a Ben Yeshiva. And I asked my Rebbe, and it was very scary to ask my Rebbe questions. Sometimes I did it and I never regretted it. Even when he screamed at me, it was worth it. My Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal. I went over to him once and I asked him the following question. I said, listen, I have a question on the word-based medrash. He was the type of person who could ask this. It says that Shem and Aver had a base medrash. Right? A base medrash. What's a base medrash? A house of study. Base medrash, a place of study. Shem and Aver had a house of study. Yehuda established a house of study, a base medrash, in Mitzrayim. Why is it called a base medrash? It should be called a base Talmud. That's what I asked my Rebbe. Why? The word medrash, what does it mean, the word medrash? The word medrash is when you make a drasha off of a pasuk. So when, after the Torah was given, you can use the word base medrash for a base medrash. It's a place where people darshan psukim. And if you look, every Gemara has psukim that you darshan them. That's what a base medrash is. But in the time of Avram Avinu, in the time of Shem and Aver, where there was no Torah yet, it should be called a base Talmud. And at this point, I always was nervous I was going to get slapped by my Rebbe or screamed at or cringing. And he liked it. He liked the question. He said, tell me something. What does the word Drisha mean? Where is it from? And I said a pasuk. I said, Tzion hi, Doiresh Einla. Eretz Yisrael. It has nobody who seeks it out. He liked that too. So he's doing good. He brought Darash Darash Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came to beseech Hashem for clarity in the sugya, Darash Darash Moshe. He said, a base medrash is not a place where you learn. It's where you seek out Hashem. Of course, you could darshan a pasuk. You know what darshaning a pasuk means? I want to connect to Hashem through this pasuk. I'm being doirish the pasuk. But even before psukim, the place where it's about dirshu Hashem behimatzai, seeking out Hashem, that's what a base medrash is. It's a place to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yaakov Avinu knew that Yehuda had to establish a base medrash in Mitzrayim for us to survive in Mitzrayim. There needed to be a place, not just a Daf Yomi shir, not even an Ian shir. There needed to be an environment for growth. That's what's needed for yeshiva. Shem and Aver, the Emes LeYaakov, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, in the base medrash of Shem, they taught you what would save you from the nisyonos of that generation. And in the base medrash of Aver, it told you what you would be saved of, how you would be saved from that generation, from the Dor Haflaga and the Dor Hamabul. The base medrash was an oasis of reality. That's what it's always been. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. Yidrishun Yom Yom. Somebody who's being Dorish Hashem is someone who will travel very, very far to the Rebbe's base medrash, to the yeshiva. And we have to realize, in yeshiva, Torah has home court advantage. Someone speaking Lashon Hara in the dining room, right? So, in yeshiva, you could go, you know that's Lashon Hara. You do that, right? And everyone's like, because you have home court advantage. Trying doing that in Manhattan, wouldn't want to speak Lashon Hara now, don't want the Chafetz Chaim to get me, right? The reality of yeshiva permeates. It rules over the environment. The Moshav Leitzim tries to defy what a yeshiva is. They want to sit and make a kvias of yeshiva that it's all about the chill. Just sit with me. And that's how all chills start. They begin with a hookah and then all the accoutrements. And it's all about the chill. And the chill gets, and the more you sit there, like David HaMelech says, right? Ubamoshav leitzav lo yashav. Because then by the time you're done, they've defined the world differently for you. You think you're just sitting there. They're putting you in a place where this is where you grow. When you think this way, when you sit here, bikvias, this is where it happens. But in yeshiva, it's mamish the opposite. And I was thinking this is also pshat in another gemara. Another gemara, which we had a beautiful siyum at the Shabbos Achdus. This is the last gemara in Moed Katan. It's also one of the last gemara in Brachas Samach Dalet. From Naftali and Reb Yanki finished Moed Katan there. They get up at 4:45 in the morning. 4:45 in the morning for this Seder. And it was a siyum that was awe-inspiring. Balabatim, Rabosai. Balabatim. Yeshiva Balabatim. And this was the Gemara, and I thought it was very appropriate that they brought this Gemara. Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chiya Hayotze Mi Beis HaKnesses. Someone who leaves shul v'nichnas l'beis hamedrash and goes into a beis medrash v'oisik b'Torah learns Torah zoichel mekabel shechina. He's zoichel to be mekabel pnei shechina. Shenemar yelchu mechayel el chayel. He goes from strength to strength. Yirel el kim betzia. He goes from strength to strength. I have a question over here. What's the strength to strength? It's a beis knesses. He's going from shul to the beis medrash. What's the strength to strength? Maybe he should be going from his sitter to his Gemara. No. The strength that we have is the Tzibur. The strength that we have is the base Knesses. The place where we gather to know what our Ribbono Shel Olam is and how to connect with him. The place that we connect to Torah is the base Medrash. You want Mechayel El Chayel. You want to be strong. You need to be around the Olam HaTorah. The Olam HaYeshivas, the base tefillah, all of that. And we have to really think about this. The more we attach ourselves to yeshiva, when we're here, we don't attach ourselves enough to yeshiva. We're dabbling in our yeshiva. When we're in yeshiva, we have to let the yeshiva be our reality. The more we stay here, the more we come to B'nai Yeshiva, and the more we book, the more we're just taking that seed out and putting it near the nuclear reactor and then putting it back in. It becomes half neon and half, you know, like a peach. And it doesn't work that way. There are certain things that could only be nikna from sitting here, from being yoishev in the proper places. And I have an amazing raya. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was given the offer of a lifetime. Right? A kir of kolel in Oklahoma. Nice, with a car. A nice car. It says here in Avos, Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, Pamachas, I was going on the derech, and I met an Adam Echad, and he said, where are you from? And I said, I'm from the city of knowledge, Sofrim, Chachamim. He said, Rebbe, come to our city. Ani etin lecha elef alefim dinari zov. I'm going to give you all the money in the world. Avonim tovus margolius. Everything. Amarti lo, I said back to him, Imata knows me, kol kesef v'zav, you can give me everything. Avonim tovas margol yishvolim. Eini dar ela b'makam Torah. I'm only living in a makam Torah. Calm down, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. I mean, you won't have to worry about marrying off any of your children, right? And you're going to have so many shiurim you're going to be giving. Especially you can Skype everybody from other places. You can make a big explosion in Oklahoma. What's bothering him? What's bothering him? What's bothering him is this. It's not about Torah. It's about yeshiva. It's about being koiveya, a place, a makom Torah. And how do you get these value system? How do you get this value system? Says the Mishnah, he was yotzei pamachas. The Ruach Chaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the Medrash Shmuel also, say this is the first time he left yeshiva. And then he got this incredible deal. So they say that the Yetzer Hara tried to get him as soon as he left. I would like to suggest an additional pshat. How do you become somebody who could turn down everything else? Only if you don't leave. Only if you're part of this. If it's you. If this is the first time you leave, then you start laughing at all these things. You start laughing at all of it. And we have to preserve the yeshiva. We have to preserve it for ourselves. And the yeshiva is not just this room. The yeshiva is, like we said, how we speak to each other, we speak Lashon Hara, the music we listen to, the chills that we do. It's a yeshiva. everything about yeshiva is yeshiva. And the more a person is shomer yeshiva, the more they and their friends will be successful in growth. The less a yeshiva is a yeshiva, the less growth everyone will have. It's just basically a glorified Chabad house. You'll excuse me, I love Chabad, but that's basically what yeshiva turns into. It's just a kiruv seminar. It's basically a religious birthright tour. But we have an opportunity to grow and grow well. And we're all in the right environment, but we should be shomer our environment. And we should always attach ourselves to yeshiva. And always attach ourselves to the emes, the reality of v'chaye oilam, not to b'sachayim.